But give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And while you're in a clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to my band, Sexual Chocolate. Sexual Chocolate. They play so fine, don't you agree?
I believe the children are our future.
Thank you.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is inside of me.
Check the chocolate!
Start this one early, people. We got a lot of show. Normally that's BS when someone says it, but we haven't been here in what, 2 months, 3 months?
How long has it been? Trace weeks, I think.
It's been a while.
I think it's 2 weeks off. Yeah.
I banged out one with some ringers a couple weeks ago, but we definitely did nothing. None of us did a damn thing for last week.
How was the one without us?
Oh, divine. Just a pleasure. Kate.
I got stuff to do.
There
I can
go
now.
Ah, there we go. I wanted you to start talking. Good to hear that voice. Good to hear my people back as we adjust the two mics that tug on each other.
Yes.
So if it goes to my mouth, it pulls it away from yours.
Yes.
I love good equipment. I love these studios. Let me never say otherwise on these airwaves, except in 5 seconds when I'm going to say just that. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, the original crew. We got Kate. Now I'm looking at Kate because I pan right to left. So now Kate's going to get billing over Will. Kate, welcome back.
Hey. That was nice.
Thanks.
I don't think any of the other mics picked that up.
Did you like my cough button right there?
That was awesome.
Will?
Yes.
Good to have you as well.
Did you do a line of coke off the blade of a knife this morning
Why?
Or something?
Am I perky?
I don't know. Kind of like the Micro Machines guy.
I'm happy to care about anything in life. How's that? I'm just happy to feel something about something that
is... Even though it's hate towards others?
That's, yeah.
Towards
hey,
your
that's
neighbors
a feeling.
And colleagues.
That is a feeling.
That's the only feeling
I have anymore.
Pretty much. I mean, anger, hate, lust, hunger, sleepiness.
Like all the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, that's kind of my wheelhouse.
Greed.
You can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archive as well as my writing at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Tweet Will. See, now I'm learning the left or right. Tweet Will at Billy Basil. And tweet Kate at Atomic Kate. And that's Kate with a C and two C's in the middle. And I think we got it all straight. Let's bring down the Motorhead so I can hate without something I like in the mix. Can't properly hate when you're listening
pure
to
hate.
Lemmy. And pod's back up. And F you to the people next to us who are recording. I was tweeting about it, referring to it as just the Sexual Chocolate Band. But you guys, you waltzed in at about 2:55, as is your wont, and you don't have to be here for anything. So I thank you just for being here. But me, I'm here at like 2:15. And I'm listening to what's going on throughout the station the whole goddamn time. Not by choice, mind you. But we record this show in a crappy public access station, which, while it has a good board, and I like the quality of the mics, my headphones okay. You guys apparently have headphones with, like, razor blades taped to the inside. Or
the little part that adjusts, you know, so you can adjust the side,
yeah.
It pops out.
Yeah,
and
totally
especially with
head.
Me because I shave my head and I don't have hair as a cushion. It just digs into my scalp
which
the
no
entire time.
Which no one can
time.
See anymore because they can only see Will's boobs now.
Is that what it's fixated
no,
on?
No, actually everyone's on camera now.
Oh, wow.
My luscious hair. V of chest hair. Extending down to my balls.
Just
want to
give you a gold chain.
Yeah, and you can see my gray spots coming in nicely. and the receding little V's I have up here. It's all good. It's just all beautiful hair here. But one thing they definitely went cheap as F on is soundproofing.
Oh, there's soundproofing?
Well, I don't know if you took a look to your left, Kate, and you saw the 5x5 square of styrofoam that was taped to the wall.
What was that called? Egg foam?
Egg foam, yeah, like an eggshell foam. And I have a big segment of it here, too, another 5x5.
They might be better just taping takeout containers to the wall.
It doesn't even do anything if it's on the wall. The vibration still passes
through. Yeah, exactly.
Through.
It's the space of air that needs to be between it.
Maybe a loud
fan. High five, musicians. Woo!
Maybe a loud fan could cover us. But there's big gaps in it. Like, we just have the two blackboards right there. I'm sure noise doesn't go through that. Like, the noise seeps out.
That whiteboard, totally soundproof.
Yeah.
Totally. Right there.
But you guys not so much, because they kind of taper off by 3 p.m. But during the show prep, and sometimes during the show itself, it's I'm not going to call it the Source Awards like we used to call it. It's actually Showtime at the Apollo.
It's funny, like, I didn't hear anything until you started talking about it.
Oh, they were on break.
Now I hear, like, this stupid, like, bass line from Stan or something.
Just an ass strumming his bass, you know, and then there's the drummer, and it's always the same mix. There's this little Napoleonic black dude in the studio next to me, and I swear to God, it's been
I'm going to make you guys big.
It's this battle of wills between me and him. He knows my face. I've told him to shut up his goddamn music. That's not going to go anywhere, because your musicians in Nova doesn't hold true for you two. Big things. Mazel for you guys both. But those assholes recording over there, you're nothing. Am I saying this loud enough for it to go through the egg foam? You're nothing. You're never going to be nothing.
John?
What?
Do you want me to yell?
Help,
I can yell very loud.
Scream.
Turn down the goddamn music!
There we go.
Thank you.
They're going to come in here and scold us in five seconds.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to do to me?
Someone's looking in right now.
Just blow the rape whistle.
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe.
Oh, that's wrong.
Maybe, just maybe, we can play into enough old-timey stereotypes where if there's like a white woman cowering on the ground clutching a rape whistle and a black man's in here, the cops will just do what got to be done, no questions asked.
Well, what did you tell him? Because you said you bitched him out.
Today, not so much, because he's been trained to the point... That sounded a little racist. Conditioned to the point where I look in and he knows what I'm looking about. Like, I just stare and I kind of just shake my head a little and then I go back in.
Then why was that guy just looking in here?
Who, white ponytail?
Yeah.
You can hear me, white ponytail. Don't pretend you can't. Come stare back at the window.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because he heard some woman yelling in here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because not that these rooms aren't soundproofed.
But I just wanted to start the show with that.
We have the door from like a public elementary school.
It's yes. True. Yes.
Just like the cheap IKEA wood. It's like not even real wood. It's a wood looking thing.
It's
glued.
Laminate on a rectangular
frame.
And
the actual frame around the window.
Side.
If you want to know the quality, it's not like a good sturdy oak. It's got to be like the crap you'd put almost on a bedroom. Like, it looks like a public school door.
It's like molding.
Yeah, it is.
But
I'm
sure it's like cardboard
molding.
In the middle. Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to, and again.
It's wooden lacquer on styrofoam.
This is a little glass houses, a little pot calling the kettle black, because I'm trying to break out of this area and doing a show from the very same studios. But I just want to tell the guys next door, one, little black man, you're not Hype Williams. You will never amount to anything. Stay with your government day job. I'm sure the postal service is nice. Two, bands playing over there, you're never going to amount to anything. Your crappy videos with the little staged green screen background.
I love those the most.
They're ugly as F. And it's a real treat if you watch them recording, by the way, because it's just Napoleon. Mm-hmm. Blapoleon. There we go. Blaxploitation Napoleon. It's just Blapoleon going, camera three, camera one.
Oh, God.
Camera two?
He thinks he's a real director.
Oh, yeah. He's just panning back and forth to these little asshole kids strumming on their instruments. And then they have their little jailbait girlfriends next door.
What are they, like emo kids or what?
The unredeeming portion of all this.
That one looked terrible.
Today it was like an actual R&B slow jam. Like, if I say too much, I really do sound like I have a problem with the race and not the music. But usually it's like White Rock Kids.
So usually, would you feel really bad if this was like a program for disadvantaged children and they all come from homes where they're beaten by their single mother or and or father?
They're not,
single
mother though.
And... One, they're not. Two.
Dismissed.
Two. No, because if their parents beat them, they need to learn to play goddamn quietly. Because otherwise they're getting beaten at home. I guarantee
this
it.
This is their only outlet.
Choke them
this
with a bass string.
This is the only place where they can feel important.
You know what? If there's a young Joe Satriani in the mix over there and my calloused ear can't pick it up, I apologize. But these are the people who, in 30 years, they're going to be playing Friday nights at Backyard Bar and Grill in Chantilly. And the band will be, it'll maybe have like a Jimmy Buffett name. Like
Facebook Pirate?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes!
Like something like, these are mini Facebook Pirates.
That was a fantastic pull there, sir.
These are little Facebook Pirates. And soon they're going to get 9-to-5s and put on 80 or 90 pounds and marry unattractive women. And the SS mediocrity is going to set sail with them at the helm.
Are they playing steel drums?
It sure sounds like island music, doesn't it?
Yeah. Welcome to what I've been listening to.
Jesus God.
Goddamn Little Mermaid soundtrack. It's actual calypso drums. I'm sure it's bleeding into some extent.
I want to see if someone's actually playing steel drums or if they're playing a track.
No, I think it's a keyboard. It sounds pretty fake.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It probably is. True that. I should remove my headphones more so.
Because playing
hear
the actual steel
music.
Drums takes talent.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Because you have
say.
To know like where to hit to get the correct pitch.
Yes.
And apparently us saying dirty things on the air this time is a problem, but people playing instruments that must bleed, screw the radio station, which is like two doors down, there's another TV studio right next door to that.
The utmost in professionalism.
Exactly, yeah. Man. With like a wall that's like probably hymen thin.
It's glass.
Separating the two.
Oh, you're talking about like the where they shoot the monster show and that?
Yeah. There's two TV studios next door to each other.
So these are all like separate entities?
Yeah.
I always thought it was just like us and everything else.
No.
Seeing as I'm so selfish.
Two radio stations, two
all
TV
you
stations.
See. Us and the world.
Us and the enemies.
Yeah.
And it starts from the time you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Not even greeted with a hello
And that's
anymore.
Not normally my mentality in life. But yeah, you get into a bunker mentality in this crap.
That's my mentality with everything.
It really is people stealing your equipment. Sabotaging your show, trying to get you bumped off. For what? For what? Telling it like it is that there's crappy musicians next door and I want to say a dick joke now and again?
Are we off probation yet?
They've never
Super
addressed
Super double
that.
Secret probation.
Exactly.
We don't even know if we're on it.
They can probably put me back at any time. Who the hell knows? It's like, I think they got a little upset. What really got us in trouble... Because we're probably off it, so I can discuss it and get us right back on it. little too much J.O. talk. Little too much me discussing how I spent my Friday nights.
They even do that on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess not in depth. I don't know.
No, not so much the how-to manual. Because apparently there's a lot of complaints from parents who had like 12 and 13-year-old kids.
Oh, they got to learn somehow.
I was literally going to say...
Yeah.
Like, they either learn at 12 or 13 or at 15, they're going to climb.
Or they're doing something stupid, like using, like, Icy Hot.
If your kids are listening to this horse ass in the middle of a Saturday afternoon, clearly you're not raising them right. So the problem lies with you.
You've already got a problem, child.
Like, if your child chooses to watch Channel 37 Saturdays at 3 p.m.
Comb his room. You are going to find shoeboxes filled with black powder and
manifestos.
Fertilizer. Yeah, that's it. The kid doesn't have a chance. You can prolong it. You can't prevent it.
Oh, God. I didn't know that. I wasn't sure how it got brought about.
No, if you want to know, it got brought about because apparently parents were talking and saying, you know what, it's a little early for this kind of talk. I didn't realize after dinner it was cool for me to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, because then all the children are supposed to be in bed or something. And then it's okay for you to say the F word on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the turn of the century and it's a big harvest they have to work on tomorrow at 4 in the morning when the cock crows. I like when I get away with saying cock. All right. Shall we move on?
Certainly.
Hold on. Let me hit the cough button again.
Sounds like the intro to Sweet Leaf.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another inconsiderate ass who got me sick, by the way. The whole race, the human race. Again.
Oh my
Which
gosh.
Is coincidentally the same race we've been talking about.
Yeah, the whole human race, man. Going down the damn tubes. I was working at XM yesterday, and I'm in a cubbyhole that makes this look like, I don't know, like a Roman villa
Palace.
Or something. Yeah, I mean, it's just this is gorgeous compared to the, maybe like you could use the egg foam, the 5x5 egg foam to carpet my cubby hole at XM.
Well, do you have like, so it's like a, whatchamacallit, cubicle?
It's like a cubicle with a, I call it like a blast proof door on the back to soundproof it. Because they actually care to soundproof their
crap.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah. Which, by the way, when you soundproof something, it goes from floor to ceiling.
Really?
And there's no gap in it.
And does sound not come through or escape the room for the most part?
I'm pretty sure I could murder someone in one of those cubby holes.
Ooh, let's try it.
And the people, yeah, exactly. Let's invite them to record in one of my XM cubbyhole studios. So there's not a lot of room. It's airtight as hell. Like, I the door is 6 inches thick if it's a millimeter.
So it's just you in a tiny room?
Me in a tiny room, which has two little lights, like a Turkish prison, and usually, like, one's burned out. So my vision's just dying working in this place the whole time. And they're like little heat lamps. So if you actually train it on you, you start to sweat on the back of your neck. But the rest of the room's frigid. It's just hell. And you wonder why I come in and I'm talking quickly and I'm pissed. So yesterday, this broad knocks on my door and I wave her in. And again, I don't want to appear racist, so she was a beautiful blonde and blue lady, and that wasn't a lie in any way whatsoever. And she walks in, I'm like, hey, can I help you? And she, in the raspiest Louis Armstrong, yeah, just sick to the point, it's like she gargled with razor wire, is like, yeah, open. I'm like, oh, you sick bitch, you germ bomb, get the F out. So I just toss her the pen I had. Which,
roll it under the door.
Yeah, just take it. Just take the change, you fiend.
It's like when you want to get an aggressive dog away from you. Like, throw the ball as far as you can.
Yeah. And I knew I was screwed then because I don't know what it is. I have no immune system left. It's got to be the full-blown taking me. If it weren't for my pot belly, I think I was Ryan White. But, she closes the door, and of course I'm sick. Of course, just her.
Just locked all those germs in
there. Just sealed them in, like a Tupperware. It's like you just put E. coli in a bag, and then I huffed it. Like it was paint thinner or something.
And you don't even know who she was?
Just a coworker.
Have you ever seen her before?
Once or twice.
Is she hot or no?
Not in the least, man. No. She had like the predator hair braids.
Unforgivable.
Just gross all over. I mean, she wasn't fat. I'll give credit where it's due. But not good. Just take a pen from somewhere else. You know you're sick as hell. And you're selfish as F for coming into work to begin with. Because I get it. At XM, we don't get sick days. So if you don't post for your shift, it puts people out. And you miss your money. But guess what? By spreading your germs, now I'm sick. And I might miss my goddamn shift and miss my money. We're doomed as a people, man.
I do that, though.
Humans, I know. You're a sociopath, though. Like, you just go house to house.
This is true.
You're the outbreak monkey when you get a cold. You're like, I'm not going to miss any of the guitar lessons that I have to teach. Sure, invite me to your kid's house.
Kids need to strengthen their immune systems anyway.
I just remember the one time I thought I had herpes, so I, like, went out and had one more unprotected romp.
Oh, dude, that's horrible.
That's because I was like,
that's incurable.
Is that like, instead of the test, you're like, well, if she comes to me in a couple days and is like, I got bumps.
No, I was just like,
looks like the moon landing down there.
I might as well do as much as I can before I have confirmation so that way I could plead ignorance.
That's terrible. I mean, colds are curable. John isn't going to die from some flu. Well,
vagina colds are not curable.
Yeah, but
it's not curable, man.
You gave her the puzzy sniffles.
It was just
that's
like
a horrible, horrible
lack
thing.
Of hygiene caused by not wearing underwear in the summer.
I can tell you
so
a
what,
lack of
like
hygiene
a pimple
story.
Or something?
More than one.
Oh.
He yeah. got all irritated.
Yeah, and I don't think it was from shaving. I think it was seriously like from wearing the same clothes for a week.
Well, yeah, you don't shave, you don't take showers. And,
so mean, it looks like the Rocky Mountains in your scrotum then, just a big rim of them.
There's like a bunch of like red dots, but then they could pop, which I guess apparently herpes cannot.
Well, and that's how you diagnosed yourself.
I,
you didn't bother going
cannot.
To a doctor.
No, the doctor did it.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I did that once with an ingrown hair, but never zits.
Yeah. Ugh.
Tell us your disgusting tale of no hygiene, Kate.
Oh, well, so one time I knew this guy, and
No, it has to be about you.
His name was Kate. Go on.
Yes, his name was Kate. He was not trimmed, and I mean in the skinular sense. I don't know how to make that not offensive.
Oh, okay. He's okay. What? Like he didn't trim around his hog?
No, he's uncut.
No.
Oh,
yeah, thank you.
There
you go.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Right? I was making up the dumbest things.
And he had smegma?
Well, no. Like, he was all right. like he was all right and everything. But so he goes back home
how much
and
was he
stuff.
Packing?
And
so you pull it
he
back?
He calls me. He calls. No. That was all. Everything was fine, right?
Okay.
Okay.
And this is
what
he
calls me like
lover?
2 days later.
This
perhaps.
Isn't pants, right?
No.
I imagine pants with a magnificent, beautiful penis.
Of course.
He pulls down his namesake, and it's just a ray of golden light coming out, like the Excalibur. Yeah.
I hear angels. No, so this was a while ago, and he calls me like two, 3 days later. I don't know what it is, right? And he's like,
when does your husband want to watch us again?
Yes, exactly. Well, that, and then he was like, do you have anything? Like, I don't remember
do
exactly.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, he was like accusing me of having some sort of horrible disease. I'm like, no, I don't. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
who would
it turns
ever
out,
say yes?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, not me. I mean, yeah, I had herpes, but whatever.
Yeah.
So this is horrible, and you're an a-hole, and never call me again. Well, it turns out, he did call me back later. It turns out, because he was uncut,
mm-hmm.
He didn't clean properly and gave himself a yeast infection.
From you.
From my stuff, but it was on him.
For those,
I did not have a yeast infection.
For those who are not in studio and able to see this, as Kate described that, she did like a twisty motion to indicate like all around the lip of it. And then her head did the black chick swivel along with the finger. It was all around. That is gross to be uncut.
It is. Well, if you are, it's not really your decision because who's going to make that as an adult? Nobody's going to make that decision as an adult.
Some people do.
I mean, I'm torn because on one hand, it's like kind of mutilating, right? I mean, there's no way.
Trust me, I feel the same way. It's like it does not good, but
yeah, but most people have it. So you're a freak if you don't.
Yeah,
do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a little. It's just I've heard
it diminishes adult size. Like if you had it taken care of.
Yeah, I heard that too. But you know, 2 millimeters from 2 inches, who cares?
Wait, how could it make it smaller? It's separate.
I think it has to do with.
Doesn't
the,
it kind of bind the room to grow? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like because you're cutting the skin. And it's like if you cut yourself as a child and you have a scar all through your adult life. Because the skin is tighter.
Oh.
Like, if I have one of those long clown balloons, and before I blow it up, I remove
some
of it.
Some
and
of
then
it
attach it together.
And then I blow up the clown balloon. Like, I'll make you a smaller dog. Like, I can't
I mean,
the same size
my
dog.
Point is the skin is separate from, like, the whatever tubes that fill up with blood.
Yeah.
Those don't
but
get
it,
clipped.
But it happens when you're younger, so you have to grow into it. It's not like you're born with the... everything you're gonna ever have, you're born with the potential. But if you were born and I like nubbed your fingers or something, your fingers would be shorter.
Really?
It's the same thing they do with like the leg lengthening things when people are kids, but they have like weird deformed legs and they put screws in the bones to stretch their legs out so they come out the right height.
Yeah.
They do that to midgets and the midgets turn out taller than me. It really pisses
That's
me
really
off. There's
sad.
Like 6'2" midgets, and I'm like, what the f?
Yeah, but they had to have screws in their legs.
That means they're also part cyborg, so they can like kick your ass.
No, yeah, no, exactly. It's not. They're
just
watched metal
RoboCop
in their legs,
today.
It's so they grow taller. So you're actually like pulling the bone apart more, so
oh,
it
so
grows
more
in more. I don't know if it's more brittle or not.
So you could just kick their shins and they'll collapse like a house of cards.
Like a sandcastle.
They never play soccer.
That bitch down.
Yeah, so that was my disgusting hygiene story because I found that out and I was like, what is your problem? You don't clean that? How can you not clean that?
It's, and I've heard some guy called into Stern one time and he's talking about how, like, he did something to kind of restore it, some exercise, I guess, or he's just tug it on the sides or like a flying squirrel. I don't even know.
I don't even know how
you'd make it happen. But he was praising it because he's like, yeah, now I'm far more sensitive down there. And like, it's not about bawling out my wife. It's like a slow stroke and making love. I'm like, how would you try to sell any guy on anything by being like, yeah, you'll blow your wad a million times faster? I mean, does anyone need that?
No, because then you'll actually respect and want women. <wants that. laughs>
It sounds like you're making love like a male lesbian, you know? Like, look, just sit on me and I'm going to kiss your chest for 30 minutes. We'll put on the freshest tunes from the EBR studios.
Yeah, but see, if Kate's husband had done that, he would never need to be like, get with the black guy while I sniff your feet. Because that's what I mean.
Gonna sniff his shoes, then your shoes, then his shoes, then your shoes. And now there's a mess.
Oh, God. Oh, so she never would have known the joys of marriage.
Fair enough. Yes. How great would that be if he tricked young Kate into thinking marriage meant other guys did you while you washed? Like Pants finally tries to put a ring on Kate. She's like, but I don't want other men to bang me. It's like, what are you talking about, you crazy bitch? Oh, God. I just, the foreskin's a mess, though, man. Like, I have friends who have them, and it's like, if they nail out someone really hard, like, it rips theirs. Like, they can be a bloody mess after the fact just from the pummeling. Like, think of it, it's a little skin flap. That's just like,
I mean, I could get
raped back and forth. Yeah.
That's wrong.
I mean,
sex in general
kind of wears
I don't know.
Out.
Like, friggin' put your body weight into tugging on your earlobe 500 times. I bet you'll rip the damn thing halfway
off. But it
off.
Shouldn't. I mean, when you're talking about that, you're talking about, like, something pinching it and holding it. What is pinching and holding
okay,
this?
Imagine.
It was like an internal piercing that gets caught.
Imagine it like you got the turtleneck every time you're going in. If she's not, you know, slippery like a luge slope or something.
Well, shouldn't you be? Like, what is this nonsense going
you
on?
You got to imagine, even if she's got that going on, it's a violent motion tugging that back.
I don't know, man. That doesn't sound right. I think they just don't
know
how to have
you
sex.
You know those, like, party streamers you blow on New Year's?
I think these guys just don't know how to have sex. I think that's the problem.
It could be. I mean, the guy's no good friend of mine anymore. So, if you know, I'd love to imagine him completely incompetent in bed. And he thinks
that doesn't sound right.
Is just
that doesn't sound
on
right,
his
man.
Kid until it rips, yeah.
Yeah, well, that, you know, when you're alone, you get a little too harsh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like a scene from Evil Dead or something. I don't know.
Just put the fish hooks in.
Yeah, like, Hellraiser.
Like, exactly.
Solve the puzzle box. Rip. Did you have something to add, Will?
No, I was going to say, I did a little bit of that yesterday.
a little bit of what? There's a lot of bad things we covered.
No, the too hard on yourself.
Oh.
Because I didn't have to work. So I was just like...
Were you with someone or?
No, I was by myself.
Oh, God. So you're just like...
Yeah, I woke up at 5. I was
very
like,
angry. He was very angry that morning.
Too tired to go to the gym. So I was just like, doctor, doctor's appointment.
That was your bicep workout?
2:45. So.
Big chords of Skid Row's I Remember You start up as you look down your pants. Wow. All right, then. If you need lessons, I'll draw you a diagram after the show, man. Shouldn't be that bad. Maybe a little sore.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Done.
The death of a segment. Let's get to Ryan Dunn. I wrote about him the other day.
Speaking of death.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Speaking of a lot of tearing and a lot of blood. Ryan Dunn, the former... Is Jackass still together really well, or...?
I think they said that third movie was their last thing.
Okay.
Which, I mean, God, they've been at it for like a decade, man.
Yeah, I remember. I mean,
CKY 2K
is
2002, I think.
I was going to say, I remember very vividly watching CKY movies in 2000. And for me to care about who the FCKY was...
The first Jackass came out when I was at JMU, so it was 02 or 03. So CKY 2K, I guess, was 2000 flat, hence the name.
Given the title, yeah, I'm going to go out on that limb. So Jackass, the show, is what, 98 maybe?
No, I think it was all pretty quick, probably like 2001.
Hmm.
We can all wiki this or whatever.
Nah.
Venture uneducated guesses over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm going to surmise 99 for Jackass. How's that?
I don't remember when I was in high school.
Kate. So anyway, it's old.
No, yeah. You're right. Because people mentioned that when I was like in 11th grade.
There
so,
you
yeah.
go. There you go.
So, all right. 99-ish.
We solved the
children.
Mystery.
Okay. I was already yelling at kids to get off my lawn when that stuff came out.
Aren't you only like a year older than me?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm 60.
I thought you were like 32. How
old
am I?
I'm 33. That's right.
Okay. Okay.
I'd think about it.
Getting back to it all, before it went horribly, horribly wrong. Ryan Dunn, a former Jackass cast member who I would say most famous, if you didn't really delve into Jackass minutia and watch the CKY videos, his big moment was in Jackass 1, I believe. Was it 2 or 1?
1, because I haven't really seen 2.
He put a toy car in a condom, covered that in, like, KY... and mashed it up his ass, and then went to a doctor complaining of like a pain in his back. He's like, I really don't know what's going on. And the whole payoff, the money shot, was they took an x-ray that clearly shows this little toy car mashed up the guy's ass, which is
I
a
think
funny
he
guy.
Just wanted an excuse to put a toy car up his ass.
Yeah, how great would that be if like you just learned every pitch of his was something getting mashed up his ass?
Guys, wouldn't it be great if I sat on an elbow macaroni sculpture like in Seinfeld?
And they're like, not so much. He's like, I got this Pinewood Derby car, man. Just been lying around since I was 10. Like,
what if I had an Oscar trophy?
Yeah, exactly. What if I made it like a political statement and I just put this little American flag up there? I don't know. The flag wouldn't translate on the x-ray, Ryan. Okay, I'll keep thinking. Long story short, it makes the rounds of the blogosphere, the interwebs, early Monday morning that Ryan has died in an auto accident. And I of course, see this pretty quickly on because I don't read CNN or Newsweek online or anything good like that. I read What Would Tyler Durden Do and the superficial. And so when a B-lister like that croaks, they love it. And they put it up near the front. And the story, before there's any confirmation about his state during the crash, was, his car crashed and it disintegrated. Like, he's really, really dead, as is his passenger. And he tweeted this photo, like, 3 hours before it went down. And it's just him looking drunk as F, staring down intently at the next drink in front of him, with two guys to his left who are also, like, sipping out of these little plastic cups.
Like, with like the half shut cock eye that happens when you're drunk.
Exactly. Like where you're so drunk the halves of your brain aren't really in concert, so your eyes are blinking independently almost. Like one goes down and 3/4 of a second later the other follows suit. And first of all,
I love that feeling. Go
for
on.
Him, I don't know, his drink at least looked kind of masculine. The other guys have to be thinking, like, I wish I didn't have such a puss drink in my hands for this photo. Like, they looked like props almost from the Kids in the Hall girly drink drunk sketch. Like strawberry shandies and chocolatey choo-choos and crap like that.
No, it's a real man to admit he likes a shandy.
Yeah.
He looked like he was drinking Jack and Coke or like whiskey sour or something.
Yeah, he had something okay. The other guys were just like this little clear liquid on the rocks. And I mean, I don't know about you, if you're going to drink, be a man about it. Just grab a bottle of whiskey, maybe a handful of ice if you want it, and put on a lobster bib. and just do
this
what
goes for you too, women.
Yeah, just do what you
go. Drink, be a man about it.
Exactly. Oh god, that would be hot. Just a chick walking around with like a handle of Jack.
I don't do that anymore.
in some cut off short shorts. I think I'd propose. Not that I'm a big drinker, but if you're gonna do it, just do it right. So right after he dies, you know, first of all, doesn't take much to deduce that maybe liquor was a factor in this man's untimely death. Right?
What?
I know.
That's outrageous.
And a couple people are like, wait for the toxicology reports to come in. But it's like, really, dude, really, do we need that? So Roger Ebert, film critic, tweets very quickly, given this, like, Ryan's death, and you wouldn't really think he'd be plugged into this kind of weird little underground circle, you know?
Yeah, I'd probably watch his movies and resented it.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, it could be like, oh, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is better than this ass. And, you know, people don't know that. Ebert is a washed-up film writer.
How do people not know that? Like, that's the only way I know him.
Everyone knows he's just a
critic.
You
don't know him as a critic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just the fat half of Siskel. Of Brain Tumor and Ebert. Yeah.
That's not nice.
Not a very healthy duo.
Yeah, exactly. Was that show like under power lines? Like the mutagen that turned the Ninja Turtles just leaking out of a pipe above them? Because, yeah, one of them loses their damn jaw. The other is like half his brain chopped out and croaks. I mean, what the hell?
Well, what is his jaw now? Because I haven't even seen a picture. I saw one where he's on Oprah. It looked like he had one. It looked weird.
Oh, God.
It's just a prosthetic?
Like, I know it came out, and then they, like, took a chunk of leg bone, kind of like the midgets with the screws.
Oh, so it's almost like a tranny operation?
Yeah, but then that didn't take, even though it was his own junk, and they had to rip out the jaw again. And I think now he has just a prosthetic. Like, it's an actual chunk of rubber he tapes under the mouth if he wants to look like he has one. But he still can't talk.
So it's like a ventriloquist dummy?
Oh, God.
Where it's got like the lines on the side.
Just his wife, and her name's Chaz, just working him like while his little robot speak and spell voice talks.
If you want to crack a walnut, just put it in his mouth and then knee him in the chin.
It's something like that. It's like a fakie. And I love Ebert. I think he's a pretty brilliant dude. But Ebert tweets pretty quickly afterward, like, friends don't let jackasses drive drunk.
Who asked him to jaw in on the subject?
Oh.
Yeah. I did like that. Oh. I just wanted to hide that fact by putting it down, but good luck. Good luck. And a lot of people are really pissed real fast. They're like, you know what? F you, Ebert. Allow a period of mourning. And other people react with, screw him. He's a drunk driver. He deserves what he gets.
Yeah.
The one thing I can say for sure is Bam Margera lips up and like can barely put together a couple of articulate tweets.
I know,
like,
there was just a string of words.
I'm crying hysterical. Random. Ebert, shut your fat mouth. I get that point.
Other people, something, banana, yogurt.
Millions of people are crying, which I found weird because Bam only has like 450,000 Twitter followers. I'm going to go on a limb and say Ryan had a... You know, fewer. So let's not go millions. Thousands.
Did Ebert respond to that tweet by saying, my mouth weighs 0 ounces?
Exactly.
Get your facts straight.
Exactly. I talk through a computer, asshole. Get it right. But, you know, the one thing I think we can all agree on out of all this, Bam's a piece of ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
And in chiming in, immediately I sided more with Ebert.
I never liked Bam, but... Yeah. I mean, I can see Bam's... where they're coming from, like... I don't know when it's acceptable to like joke about anyone's death, really.
Well, the thing is, I don't think Ebert's tweet was that outrageous.
He was trying to say something funny.
I don't think he was trying to be that funny.
I think
he was just, you know, just being like, you know, that's drunk driving.
For me,
that's what happened.
I'm like 90% in Ebert's corner. And we're going to get to the fact that I used to drunk drive a lot.
No, me too. I used to drink while driving with open containers in the car.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was like 16, 17, 28. Yeah,
I thought it was hilarious.
I prided myself. There were times, driving back home where my only memory is being parked at a light thinking, I'm much too drunk to be driving.
Are you actually blacking out?
Oh, yeah. And then I wake up in bed.
God, I've never been blackout drunk when I was driving.
Holy hell. And yet I could still pull it together, I guess, because it's almost like Fight Club. Rule number one of drunk driving, 5 miles over the limit. Never under, never over.
That's what my friend says. That's so stupid. They could pull you over for doing 1 mile if they feel like being a prick. And that's all they need to hold up in court.
Yeah, but the only ways they know you're drunk is like 10 miles under or just a routine over 10 miles.
You still have to F up in some other way for them to pull you over. You could get it thrown out.
Actually, if you are in a locality here, I don't know how wide these laws are, but if you are in your car in a parking space and you turn your car on and you are drunk, which so I used to play bars a lot, and a lot of drunks would stumble out and it would be cold at night, so they would go and sit in their car and turn on the heat before, you know,
and not drive. Oh, it counts as operating a motor vehicle?
Yep.
If you leave the keys in.
If it's running.
Exactly.
If it's not running, but if it's cold out, a lot of people would stumble out and turn on their car and turn on the heater.
Oh,
and then you can get busted for it.
I think if you flip on the heat but the engine isn't running, you can still, like, keys in the ignition equals you can get DUI, I think.
Yeah, but the engine has to be running in some form for the heater to be blowing.
That's true. But if you're drunk,
how do I know more about cars than you?
Are you from New England or something?
What? Cars. Mm. I know. I get made fun of a lot. No, actually.
You're wicked stupid. But,
Irma.
Everyone's crapping on Ebert, and I would say the one chunk of fault in what Ebert said
is his chin.
try not to be witty about it, because it's not like he was a bad dude.
That's what I'm saying.
He made a dumb decision.
So he comes off looking like a smear.
Exactly. It's not like you're joking about the death of Osama bin Laden, where it's just open season.
Exactly. Right.
But a guy who wasn't a bad dude, just kind of dumb, be like, you know what? It's sad he's dead, but that's what happens if you get drunk and drive.
What else did he say besides the friends don't let jackasses
I mean, that was the one tweet that got everyone riled up.
No, but I mean, wasn't there something else?
To my knowledge, that was it.
Oh.
That was the one tweet I saw. I don't follow him in terms like looking at the account all the time.
Does he still do the show?
No. That Ebert and Roper is kind of kaput. I think Roper might still be around with some hot piece of ass, actually. I could be wrong. How great would it be if I'm just talking out my ass and it's just some dude? But I think I heard Roper has a hot chick with. But yeah, man, drunk driving is a gray zone. I think what makes me feel...
It's a gray.
Bear with me. If someone dies drunk driving, they're not a good person. They could have obviously taken someone with them. How would I feel if someone was drunk and they took you off the road? I'm pointing at Will. Kate, I'd be worked up if someone took you out. But for Will... I'd literally kill the person. I'd do a bid. What do I care? I'd join Aryan Nation, get some spiderweb tattoos on my elbows. I'm sure I'd be okay. You know, raped a couple times, but hey, worth it to take out someone who wounded my family like that. Kate, I'd send a very angry letter to the person's parents.
Sternly worded letter.
Telling them how disappointed I was with how they raised their son or daughter. And maybe I'd take Pants out for a beer and we drive home. But you can't, it's not, people do it all the time, drunk driving.
It doesn't make it right, though.
No.
And I think the thing is, if it only endangered the person, so I'm big on this.
If
it only endangers the person who's doing that, like, that's why I hate seatbelt laws, I hate helmet laws, because if it's only going to mess you up, fine, you made that choice. But if you have the chance to take out other people and kill them or ruin their lives, then... No, that you shouldn't
Which,
do that.
And again, castigate them then after the demise and use it as an example and say, this is what can happen. And this dude was a dumb F for doing it. But there's something about, like, just, you know, he had like a hard-on for the pun. You know, it was like, wait, member of Jackass, Eureka.
Eureka.
But, and he, you know, wheels off to his computer and sends that out.
If the feds cared that much... there wouldn't be bars anywhere except for, like, Manhattan. Like, if you put a bar in the suburbs, you really don't think there's at least one person.
No, because then you're getting into, like, having the fascist state. I think people should be allowed to make their own decisions. I just don't think they should be allowed to endanger other people willy-nilly.
Yeah, but then when you go to a bar, why don't you give them your keys and have to, like, breathe, take a breathalyzer to get them back?
Breathalyzer upon exit.
I would probably agree with that, but then you're
because
also
because they
putting
want the revenue of the DUIs.
But I also think that they're putting you're then putting the bar as the responsible person for somebody else's mistake, which they're already, which I just totally think is wrong. That you if you can
they're
drive,
serving
if you,
alcohol to people who drove there
they
and
already,
who want to drive back.
Yeah.
So
no,
they're
not
comfortable.
Necessarily. And bars, you don't have to drink until you get drunk. So the point is that but people are suing bars because the guy, you know, the bartender kept serving him after he was drunk and then he drove home. No, that was his decision to drive home.
That's true.
To not have someone else. To drink
the
until
bars,
he's drunk.
Yeah,
I'm faulting the laws to say, okay, it's legal to have an establishment that in most places, you know, because we don't have a great public transportation system here or pretty much in any city besides New York almost. Chicago maybe.
Yeah.
So you have the L. Okay, so two cities out of God knows how many.
Right.
People in America love to drive. That's why we spend so much on gas. Okay? So people drive there, and most, you know, just like here, they're going to drive there. They don't want to take a taxi back and then a taxi back the next morning so they
but
can pick up their car.
But then they need to think about that before they drive there.
People
Does that
are
make sense?
Idiots. They're not going
no,
to.
Well, that's the problem. Like, I don't think we should legislate having to for intelligence. If people want to be stupid and make stupid decisions, that's their responsibility. Now, we can have the law to be like, well, you're endangering other people.
Yeah, like John said, though, if you're drinking and driving drunk, you're not just endangering yourself. So it is a problem because you could kill woman who has five kids and is working
but that's
a night
that
shift as a nurse.
Decision. That's that person's decision. The person who drank and drove. It's their decision to do that. It shouldn't be anybody else's responsibility to say, hey, you drove out here and you're going to have a couple drinks. Let me see if you're drunk or
not. I mean, it shouldn't, but
the legal limit is like a drink, probably
it's
less.
Yeah. No, I want to say each drink is like 0.3, 0.4 in that range.
I can go to a bar and actually not drink anything.
I do it all the time because I don't drink anymore.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
So I'm just saying it's the stupidity of people, not the brokenness of laws. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not defending every single law out there. But it's we can't protect people from themselves and we can't handhold everybody all throughout their lives to be like, don't make that decision. Don't make that decision.
Yeah, but they do that with tobacco. Like, why not
alcohol?
Well,
I don't think they should.
I'm with. Don't get me wrong. I'm with
but
you.
You don't see the like. Should, why is one so vile and the other is like, hey?
Well, you know, I don't think they should, and I don't think she. I don't even smoke pot anymore. But I don't think pot should be outlawed because you know what? What is it? It's not different from alcohol in my eyes.
I think
it's safer, and I'm with you. I quit weed. Like I probably had it five times in the last 10
years
or something.
It's just stupid that you know that's how our laws are, and that's how things are broken, and we have to protect people from themselves
now,
all the time.
To interrupt a little bit, apparently in Pennsylvania, bars can be on the hook if they served liquor to someone who was visibly
not just in Pennsylvania. That's in other states too.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right.
I mean,
if you want to make money, like getting people loaded,
people go there to get loaded.
It's one of the few times I'm not against heavy legislation because people are that stupid for the most part.
I know. And you know what? If I'm stupid enough to drink until I black out and crack my head open, then I should be allowed to die from that.
Why don't they just make like those breathing things in every car? And you just have to breathe. I mean,
they figure out if you have enough DUIs,
you have to get those.
No. I'm just saying, like, any new car you buy.
That's an extra, like, what, 500 in machinery or something?
Yeah, but the government would probably subsidize the car companies.
No.
I mean, if they really cared, then they would.
But you have too many people fighting it.
Yeah, it costs too much. I mean, liquor's one of the few things. You know the conundrum with liquor? Everyone's like, well, people are adults and they need to make their own decisions. Like, the power of booze is within a few drinks. The first thing it starts effing up is your power to make decisions. You do stuff while drunk. And not even drunk. You can probably be legal.
Yeah, buzzed.
But it's enough to make you want to drink more. You know, it just flips that switch in your head.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Make the decision to drink that much before you drink that much.
But just
I just don't think we should have to babysit people.
We can all agree that some people are just dumb.
And I think the people who jaywalk and get hit by a car, they should just die.
I'm with you there because I'm in my
They're
car.
They're stupid enough to jaywalk. That's... and not look for cars and not know that a two-ton vehicle is going to win in any battle. Like, you see them in D.C. all the time. They're just wandering across the street like there's nothing going on. And there's all these cars coming. I'm not even talking as a driver. I'm just, like, you know, standing there, seeing people just wander across the street. And, you know, if you're dumb enough to just walk out in the street like, I can cross the street because there's a law saying that the cars have to stop for me.
Yeah.
Then you know what? You probably deserve to get hit by a car.
You know, but no, sometimes that's safer because, like, people will make a right turn on a green light.
Oh, no, I mean, so...
And, like, they won't even think to look for pedestrians.
And
they'll get mad at
the
pedestrians,
so
too. They'll, like, honk at them and be like, get the F out of the street, and they'll point
to a little walkie sign. Well, that's... So when you're at a crosswalk and you're, you know, you're following the law...
You still gotta look.
And I'm actually not against jaywalking in general because that's kind of stupid. If it's safe to cross, it's safe to cross.
But
if you're crossing...
But it's almost safer further
and you're not looking around... And you're not paying attention to the fact that there's a car hurtling down the street and you think you're going to make it or whatever. You know what?
Your poor judgment. The law is my shield. Yeah. Screw you. I mean, in the heat of the moment, the car is going to get you. And
yeah. You know, that's going to be great when you're dead or crippled. You know, you're going to love that you won that court battle.
You'll get the fanciest breathing tube wheelchair out there.
And you know what? I've never heard of a driver who hit somebody who was like, all right, rock on. You know, most people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe I hit somebody. You know, so it's not – you, again, are making this dumb decision to ruin somebody else's life.
Actually, one time I was kind of happy when I got rear-ended because I knew, like, I would get my car fixed for free. And when you take it to the body shop, they, like, do the detailing and the interior and all, like – so I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but that was you rear-ended in
car wash. That's sweet.
Yeah, I get a free detailing on my interior.
Yeah. Oh. And actually, I think getting rear-ended is one of the few things that won't hurt your resale value too much because it doesn't, like, smash the engine block or anything like that.
Yeah.
But that's for Auto Talk, the next hour of Papa's Basement.
Where you learn about how the engine works
when
you
turn on
the
heat. And, yeah, what kills your resale value, your Kelley Blue Book. So, yeah, I think we can all agree it's a crappy thing to do. Don't drive drunk. There's a safe statement.
Look, now kids should be listening. Right after that conversation.
Don't drive
about...
drunk. Even if you've had a couple, you're probably, like, combined with your sleepiness. Even then, like, don't do it. If you think you might be mashed, don't do it. But especially, you know what really pissed me off? Getting back to when I was like, it's kind of a gray thing. I think if you've had a couple, and maybe you're like 0.12, and you can still stay in your lane, God bless you. Just get home. Don't kill anyone. But for... this ass to be mashing them left and right, and then to be doing 140 during a rural road.
Yeah.
Down a rural road with a passenger.
Most people can't pull that off sober.
Yeah.
So,
this isn't F1 racing, man.
So, I mean, that was really the problem.
But he did put a toy car up his butt. So
yeah,
there he thought
ironic.
He was one with
the
car.
Car's revenge. Last laugh.
It was actually a baby transformer.
Yeah, exactly. Told his big brother. Oh, my God. But if you can string two thoughts together and you're drunk and you're behind a wheel, don't be one of the assholes that just guns it.
Don't kill anybody else. Just don't kill anybody
just
else.
Don't
please.
Kill anyone else, man.
But see, then there's, like, texting and driving, which statistically is even worse, and everyone does that.
Everybody does that.
I hate when people do that, because it makes it harder for me to do that.
Because you gotta pay attention.
Like, I'll be texting, and I'll look up, and I'll see some other one doing it, and I'm like, get the hell out of my lane, you piece of crap.
So the beef I have with texting while driving is not people texting while driving, because I got no beef
damn
with people.
Phone, you moron.
People eating a Big Mac. Well, actually, there's studies that show it's the conversation, the brain power that goes to the conversation when you're on the phone, not
that's,
you holding the
that's
phone.
I don't know, like, because... if one needs to take precedence, it should be the driving.
It should be, but what they did is the studies, because there's so many laws saying you got to use a hands-free device for being on the phone, right?
No, having it next to your ear does nothing, because I drive one hand on 12 all
the
time.
Well, so they made all these laws saying you got to have a hands-free device. That's
it
not what causes
nothing.
People to crash. It's that they're paying attention to the conversation on the phone, mm-hmm. not to what they're doing on the road.
Yeah, but when you're typing, trying to
well,
hit
those
little
keys eyes off the road.
With your thumbs.
But this is the beef I have with those laws, because we've got, you know, we've got laws in the states around here that say you can't text while you drive, right?
Not here. Like, Maryland and D.C.
Maryland and D.C.,
Virginia,
right.
It's still...
Yeah, well, Virginia
legal,
is
but
still...
I guess they could get you for like distracted driving.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
They look over and check.
That's my point. You shouldn't have to have a specific law for no texting while driving. That's BS. That's like a waste of legislative time. It's just BS because you already have laws that cover this. I shouldn't be able to drive while I'm reading the book.
Oops. That's not surf riding.
But people are stupid. Like, they need to be told specifically.
Well, then
texting
they should spend the money that they spent passing that law on a public awareness campaign.
Yeah.
Just passing a stupid law.
That's true.
This turned out to be serious.
But see, like, some of those charges, like failure to pay full time I can't speak English.
Full
time and attention, like, they sound so warm and fuzzy. Like, if you don't get 3 points on your license or whatever, no one's going to care.
Well,
you need to wrap it up, B.
All right.
Wrap that up. Will, thank you for joining me.
You're
good to
welcome.
Have you back. Good to do a show. Kate,
yeah.
Likewise. I like
I just made
I like you all participatory and fired up.
Yeah,
it's a good
I'm
look
an
on
angry,
you.
Angry person.
And everyone got to check you out on camera today. I'm
hey.
Sure the whole world was happy. Again, if you want to tweet Will, hit Will up at Billy Basil. If you want to get in touch with Kate, at Atomic Kate, AtomicCate. And tweet
Mickey
me
Mouse.
At Papa's Basement. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. You got facebook.com/papasbasement. And next week we'll be live again, far as I know. At fcac.org/WEBR. There you go. And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.